This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They're headed toward the International Space Station.
Endeavour launches once again. Four astronauts from three countries on Crew 2, now making their way to the one and only International Space Station.
Four astronauts, two Americans, a French and a Japanese astronaut, lifted off this morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center on board a recycled SpaceX capsule and rocket. They'll arrive at the space station tomorrow morning for a six-month stay. And listen to the bios of those on board. An attack helicopter pilot, a former Air France pilot, a Japanese rocket scientist, and an oceanographer. We may hear very soon now whether a CDC expert panel recommends lifting the hold on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The panel begins meeting this morning. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
There have been at least eight known cases of blood clots forming after patients received the Johnson & Johnson shot, but it's not proven if there's a link. Two people have died, both women, the most recent in Oregon, and another woman is hospitalized in Texas. These are eight cases out of 8 million, but the J&J vaccinations have been paused for further investigation.
Tokyo's been placed under emergency orders to limit the spread of the surging coronavirus there. This comes just 3 months before the Olympic Games are set to open. The new emergency orders are aimed at limiting travel and keeping people out of public places. Chicago police shot it out with a suspect believed to be linked to a shooting Sunday at a McDonald's drive-thru that killed a 7-year-old girl and wounded her father. The suspect's now in custody. In New York City, a judge has sentenced a Bangladeshi immigrant to life in prison for plotting to kill as many people as he could in New York City's busiest subway station. Nobody killed in the attack. This is AP News. The Senate is fighting back against hate crimes aimed at Asian Americans. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
In a rare show of bipartisanship, the Senate voted 94-1 Thursday in favor of legislation to combat the rise in hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. The surge in such crimes has coincided with the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 3,000 incidents of violence against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have been reported to the group Stop AAPI Hate since mid-March 2020. Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii is lead sponsor of the legislation.
These unprovoked random attacks and incidents are happening in supermarkets, on our streets, in takeout restaurants, basically wherever we are.
The only vote against the bill came from Missouri Republican Josh Hawley. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.